All right, man. Welcome to the 20th here of September? This is our last day. We're flying out. I'm flying out tonight out of Nashville, and I'll be getting home when I'm getting home. But I'm hanging out with Jackie for most of the day and then hoofing it back. And then when I get home, we get back to the studio, at least, we have to finish up what the programming for the weekend. Maybe I'll write Elcott the next step on the plane. Who knows? You can hear my throat is like trashed, man. And then next week, it's going to be intense. Oh, it's going to be fucking intense. All week fucking long, we're going to be working the one-man show. A lot of beats. And you know what that term is? Different moments. Emotional moments. You know, when you change your feeling about something. That's what kind of a beat is. Or maybe that's an intention. I don't know. but we do have a lot of beats to work out. There's just a lot of beating going on. So today is an interesting show. We're going to do a show that we, again, found on the BSP Some More page. But the dude that posted this was more interested in the music. What is that music that you guys are using in the show? So we're going to find that out. Oh, man. So I'm spending a couple of days, as I mentioned, with my agent. He used to be my agent, David Katz from New York. Great guy. He worked with the Don Buchwald agency. Don Buchwald passed on, sadly, not too long ago, several weeks. Don was 88 and a great man and a guy who really looked out for talent. He really, really looked out for the radio talent, you know. He's a great radio agent. There's not a whole lot of them. We talk about guys that strictly specialize in radio talent. Don Buchwald was one of them. He didn't just strictly specialize in radio, but he treated radio talent with, you know, respect and went to bat for us and made sure that we got the money that we deserved. And I remember many times driving around Los Angeles with him, listening to him talk to me about, you know, the business and the things he'd learned. I asked him, "Were you ever in radio, Don?" He goes, "Yeah, I carried one on my back in the Korean War." I said, "Okay." I guess he was a radio operator. But, yeah, and so David worked in his office, and David was like Don. He was an eminently hardworking guy, got every penny that he could for you. You know, I mean, radio, this is the business the radio is. There were guys, even as recently as 5, 6, 7 years ago, some of these general managers were so used to stepping on radio talent, so used to just shitting on the talent that they would say things like this: "I don't talk to agents. I don't talk to agents." Well, who doesn't talk to a fucking agent? If you're in a business where you're represented by somebody in terms of salary, negotiation, that, of course you talk to the representative, whoever it may be. But for these radio guys, that was like an affront to their fucking egos because they felt they were way further up the food chain than this piece of shit talent they were talking to. So if that was the case, where does this talent get off sending an agent into my office? How dare they? Now, the guys that said that, I don't know how long they lasted, and I really don't know how long it was before they finally started talking to agents. But, you know, because all it takes is one guy say, "You don't talk to agents?" "No, okay, well, goodbye. Fuck you." And it could be somebody pretty significant or someone that, the people higher up the food chain than that guy wanted to hold on to or whatever. I don't know that motherfuckers like that would last very long, but they did talk that way. So I was always stunned at how blatantly and transparently ass hurt that was of a general manager to say, "I don't talk to agents." And so I used to say this, and it's true. Television, film, the literary world, all of those areas of creative endeavor reward their talent not necessarily based upon the money that they bring in. Now, again, I'm not talking about I'm not talking employers now. Let's talk Academy Awards, for instance, is what I'm getting at here. I'm getting at how these industries view themselves. A film can win an Academy Award and not make a fucking dime. A TV show can win an Emmy and be a ratings loser. In fact, I guess I've told this story a million times, but it's worth telling. Hill Street Blues was a fucking bomb. It was a piece of shit in the ratings. But it just so happened to win like 4 Emmys. And they were able to keep it on the air by advertising that. They basically said to the viewer, "Here, look, Emmys. We won awards. That's how good our fucking show is. And that brought viewers to the screen. Movies. Guy can win a Pulitzer Prize for a book or for a series of articles that hardly anybody even read, but not in radio. Now, I have to amend that, though, because I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. I never thought that would happen because my show was never known as a ratings monster. I mean, I got good ratings, but I didn't, you know, I didn't work in morning drive for starters. I was working late at night. You don't get fucking box office goddamn morning drive numbers at night. You can get some fat numbers, but nobody's buying that time, that day part. The advertisers don't give a fuck about 11 o'clock at night. See? And and it was a hard show to affiliate. My show was very difficult to affiliate because the program directors didn't get it. I mean, if I heard that phrase once, I heard it a million times. What the fuck's to get, man? What don't you get? So I was stunned when I heard from Craig Kitchen that I'd been nominated, just nominated for the Hall of Fame. I said, that's very nice, Craig, and I'll never forget what I said to him. I said, that's very nice. I have got a snowball's chance in hell of getting into the goddamn Radio Hall of Fame. So when he called me up and said that I'd made it in, I was really fucking, my mind was really blown. And I realized that something must have changed, you know, in the way that they view talent in radio. Because the guys that were nominated in the same year as me, 2024, John and Ken, didn't get in. Larry Elder didn't get in. Some cats that you would think would make it. Diane Rimm didn't get in. Diane Rimm's a great programmer. Probably next year they will, but, you know, point being that I got in ahead of those guys, and